Well, an authoritative call tonight that if you surf, wear a helmet. It comes from Australian professional surfer Owen Wright, who suffered a severe brain injury in a surfing accident 3 years ago, but who last week won the Tahiti Pro in thumping surf wearing a helmet. He says he hopes it's a turning point for the sport, where it's still only a small minority who choose head protection. Bronwyn Herbert reports.
What a story for the Australian Owen Wright, coming back in back-to-back finals. He got the rematch.
It was an emotional win for Lennox head-based surfer Owen Wright, defeating world champion Gabriel Medina.
Owen Wright, your 2019 Tahiti Pro Chopu champion.
And I think the tears.
Owen Wright's come a long way since suffering a catastrophic head injury 3 years ago at Hawaii's Pipeline. He was washed into what's known as the impact zone, where almost 4 metre high waves rolled in with so much force he couldn't breathe. At one stage it was thought he may never compete again, but he had a remarkable win at Snapper Rocks on the Gold Coast in 2017. He says this one is much sweeter.
I had that fairy tale win back at Snapper, but I wasn't with it. I wasn't all there, and that's the thing with head injuries, it's really hard to kind of grasp now. Like it's pretty blurry, and whereas this one is like, my brain is so good and it feels good. I feel healthy. I feel well. I feel with it.
Owen Wright paddled out wearing a safety helmet in the big waves, a first for him on the tour.
I don't want to end up back where I was, and to have that helmet on is just like, it was a huge confidence booster, basically, and it just made me go harder.
The Australian was one of only four competitors out of a field of 36 at Chopo to wear a helmet. The others included French surfer Jeremy Flores and Hawaiian Sebastian Zietz, who, like Wright, now have young families to consider.
Our missuses were talking and they were like, I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing that they're wearing helmets, because they know how we are natured and that we're just going to go harder with helmets on, which is, you know, but at least we've got that safety there, and it's not just about us anymore. We've got kids and we want to be around for them.
Former Australian professional surfer and two-time world champion Tom Carroll was an early adopter of safety helmets after seeing a nasty accident at Hawaii's Pipeline in the 1980s.
And that was the place where I'd witnessed a person hit the reef and had to get medevaced out. And then the next time I saw him, he had a speech impediment. So that sort of drew me to the fact that, look, I wanted to push myself really hard at Pipeline, and I didn't want to end up with a speech impediment. You know, when I started using a helmet, it sort of did change a few minds, and it did have an impact, that's for sure. Owen wearing one, that's definitely going to have another impact, like it is today. We're talking about it, and that's a really good start. I think, really, overall, there's a lot of things have to come into play for that change to come about, to get people to wear something that would protect them from head injury. There's been a lot of head injury in surfing, and that's very random.
Big waves, shallow reefs and crowded lineups are all risk factors, but one neurophysiologist says helmets aren't the panacea many think.
What we see is that some players go out there in other sports, such as football, wearing a helmet, and they get what we call a superhero complex, and so they become riskier with their techniques, or they go in harder because they've got the false impression that the helmet's going to protect their brain.
Associate Professor Alan Pierce from La Trobe University focuses his research on sports-related concussion.
So while a helmet can protect a surfer like Owen's skull bone from fracturing, the latest consensus is that it won't stop the brain from moving inside, and that's the concern that we have about helmets, and that there is this myth that helmets will protect the brain from concussions.
For Owen Wright, it's making a difference to his mindset, and hopes the next generation of grommets will realise their lives are on the line with these wipeouts.
Hopefully there's some kids out there that look at that and go, yeah, that's a, you know, I can wear a helmet and I can still surf the way I want to surf.
Surfer Owen Wright, Bronwyn Herbert with that report.